We're with Beck. This is 92.3 WTTS. Is there anybody out there right now that you would love to have share the stage with you someday? Anybody you've seen that you say, you know what, I want him on my stage?
I don't know if I would be, I would assume that they would want to be on my stage. I have stages I would like, I could possibly be invited to, you know?
Any stage you wish you could be invited to that you never played?
I mean, I remember, you know, Bowie was a big hero of mine, and I remember going to his 50th birthday concert, and he had everyone from the Pixies to the Smashing Pumpkins, and all these artists performing with him.
Yeah.
He had maybe 10 or 15 artists. And I remember thinking, oh man, I wish I could, someday I, you know, could sing with him. But I've been really lucky, you know, I've played multiple times with Willie Nelson. I think Willie and I have done at least four different, you know, performances together. I sort of jammed with Neil Young once. It wasn't planned. He just walked down on stage and started playing with me. That's probably my highlight. You know, actors get to go and do a film with, you know, somebody who inspired them mm-hmm. to act. And so you have that exchange, that intergenerational, where you get to sort of rub shoulders and something gets passed on. Doesn't happen too much in music. The closest is getting to tour with someone like U2, who we're touring with right now. And so getting to share the stage with them and be in their world for a few weeks is, you know, is probably the closest.
Well, you brought up a lot of names there, and
yeah.
It goes back to what you've done over the last 25 years. There are so many styles of music you've done. Morning Phase will come out, and now we hear a song like Up All Night, and we heard Dreams, we heard Wow. So many different types of music, we're never sure what we're going to hear next. Is there any particular style that you favor, that you'd say, this is the one I prefer to do over any others?
I like to make records that are more quiet and very melodic and a lot of harmony, and I enjoy working on music that's slow and has a lot of feeling to it, but I think I prefer performing music that's got more energy and is a little bit more reckless and raw and has some power to it.
You know? When you're making a record and you're putting songs together in a studio, are you thinking about how those are going to translate live on stage to an audience?
I don't think I started out thinking that way, because I wasn't really assuming there was going to be an audience. Over the years I have, I'll go into a studio. When you get lost in the studio, you know, you really just, you're in the trees, you're not seeing the big picture at all. And then you get out on tour, and then you realize, oh, half of these songs don't really work live. And then maybe you're lucky if you get two songs. So after, you know, a handful of albums doing that, it's like, well, we had a lot of fun in the studio, but does any of this really work live? I had a long pause between records when I started this record, this new one coming out. And this is, I think, the first time where I really got in there and meticulously went through each song, trying to, as much as I could, make sure they would work live. And, you know, it's interesting, we're learning the songs and we're starting to play them, and they're the easiest transition from studio to live, because the songs, just so much thought was put in towards them being performed that they just kind of work.
Well, there's a lot of energy. Let's talk about the new album. Colors comes out October 13th. The new single, this is now the third single.
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting process. We've heard a song a year for the last three, and now that the album comes out, Up All Night. Tell us more about the album, what we can expect.
Well, I think, you know, that song represents pretty much what the record is like. I mean, it's not one of these bait and switch records where there's one song that's on the radio and nothing else on the record sounds like that.
Did that annoy you as, you know, when you were younger, you'd hear a single on the radio, then get the album, and nothing was like that single?
Not if the artist is great, you know, not if whatever they do is interesting, you know. But I did consciously want to make the whole record have a kind of feeling to it. Although the songs are varied, you know, you're not getting 10 versions of the same thing. You know, it's interesting. It's really, when you go in the studio, you have an idea of what you want to do, but it's not, you know, it's like they say, God has other plans. Studio has other plans. whatever force that is that you're contending with, the creative process, you could call it just dealing with technology or your own limitations of your own talent, you know, all those things will sort of factor in and mitigate whatever you're trying to do. And so,
do you find there's a lot more trial and error going on now in the studio than there might have been? The record's been in the works now for several years, and we thought for the last, you know, three falls we'd have an album, and then here it is finally. Was there a lot of going back and perfecting things, trying different things, and is part of that because of the way technology has changed the recording process?
A combination of things. Well, we're releasing things early because we were very optimistic that it would be done sooner. And, you know, all my intentions were for it to come out earlier. But I think in this era where people are more interested in having a song at a time, they don't necessarily need a full album. You know, like you said earlier, there's so much music coming out, so maybe it's okay just to put out one song and let that float around with the 100 other songs that have come out in a similar
It's happening a lot. The album is it's more single-based now. Do you see a point where you stop making full albums?
So, I mean, in a way, I just sort of took advantage of that and just the fact that we can just put up a song and it's streaming and people can get it. And it's a way of bringing people into the process. Hey, we're midway through the record, but here's what we're working on. And so there's a little bit more, there's a little less of this kind of, you build up and then bam, there it is. You know, it's more, you know, now that there's social media and people are saying, you know, hearing little, like if you follow an artist, you'll hear them in the studio.
Hear a teaser yeah, track, a teaser 30 seconds.
Yeah, and bits of what they're working on. And so that sort of wall is broken down. And so this is the first record that's including people in the process more. And it's been interesting to see the reaction to the other two songs we put out early, you know, sort of test the waters and see, is this going to fly?
Let's go back to Sea Change, which was just such a beautiful album. And you wrote the songs a few years prior. They were in your head, and then they all came out.
Yeah.
How much is in your head right now that's yet to come out?
I have a lot of music that I'm working on, and I'm always thinking about things, you know, kind of songs that I want to do. My live show is a work in progress, you know, over many decades. And so whenever we're playing or we play it with another band, like we're playing with U2, there's certain songs they have that just, whether it's the intro to the song and the way it comes, sets up the song, it just gives you this feeling that like something great is coming. You know, these little seeds start planting, you know, for the future. So when you're back in the studio.
So you're working ahead when you're working right now.
Yeah. I mean, I was deep into this record before Morning Phase even came out.
Wow.
I would say that Up All Night was already recorded.
Well, let's talk about that song real quick. It's a great song, and the video just came out. We have it at WTTSFM.com, and if I had to describe it to a listener who hasn't seen this yet, it's like a 4-minute superhero film.
Yeah.
It's Canada directed the video. You'd already made this song, so what's your role then in the creation of a video like this?
I mean, there's videos that I direct. You know, I was pretty involved with the Wow video. I was there for the whole editing and kind of putting the ideas in. I have videos that I've directed completely. And then I've had other artists like Michelle Gondry, or people know Mark Romanek, and Spike Jones, you know. Some of those directors, they have such a strong idea and vision. I just let them run with it, you know. So that's what happened with this Canada video. They're there's not really any point getting involved with the process because they have such a realized idea, and I already knew that they were going to take the video far.
Yeah.
Some other times you're working with somebody and you kind of have to say, well, let's take it a little farther. Okay, well, let's try to go a little farther, you know. So it depends on who you're working with. But I've been pretty involved with most of my videos, I say.
It's a fantastic video, though. It's just really well done, and it complements the song very well. The song is up all night. Colors is out October 13th. Beck is back, and we are so excited. Thank you very much for talking to WTTS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.